The trial of Kyle Rittenhouse now goes to the jury. For nearly 2 weeks, we have heard competing narratives about what actually happened in the streets of Kenosha during a chaotic night of unrest after the police shooting of Jacob Blake, who is now paralyzed from the waist down. While we wait for a verdict, here is what we know tonight. Kyle Rittenhouse, who was 17 at the time, traveled from his hometown in Illinois to Kenosha, armed with a semi-automatic rifle. He says he was protecting a nearby car dealership from rioters when he shot and killed two people and injured a third man. The prosecution says it was murder, calling Rittenhouse a vigilante looking for vengeance. The defense says he was being threatened and acted in self-defense. In just a moment, I'm going to be speaking with Kimberly Motley. She's the attorney for Gage Grosskreutz, shot and injured by Rittenhouse that night. But first, 8 days of testimony and nearly 30 witnesses, all leading up to this. A jury of 12 must decide Kyle Rittenhouse's future and fate. He originally faced 7 charges. A judge dropped one of them today: possession of a dangerous weapon by a person under the age of 18, ranging from first-degree reckless homicide to violating an emergency order. News Nation correspondent Kelly Beeson is live outside the courthouse in Kenosha for us tonight. Kelly, a tense scene inside the courtroom today.
It was, Marnie, and it was packed inside of the courtroom, and tensions ran high outside of the courthouse as well.
I said if we don't get it,
shut it down!
On the steps of the Kenosha County Courthouse, signs and disputes.
Yeah. He came from another state!
Closing arguments wrap up in the trial of Kyle Rittenhouse. Today, a weapons charge thrown out by the judge. Possession of a dangerous weapon by a person under 18, a misdemeanor, punishable by up to 9 months in jail. The defense arguing that Wisconsin law has an exception related to the length of a weapons barrel. Prosecutors conceding that Rittenhouse's rifle was not short-barreled.
All right, and then count six is dismissed.
The prosecution making the case that Kyle Rittenhouse lost the right to claim self-defense when he brought a semi-automatic rifle to Kenosha, arguing Rittenhouse created a dangerous situation.
You cannot claim self-defense against a danger you create. That's critical right here. If you're the one who is threatening others, you lose the right to claim self-defense.
Rittenhouse killed two men and wounded a third during a night of protests against racial injustice during the summer of 2020. Prosecutors have sought to portray Rittenhouse as the aggressor, while his lawyers claim he was acting in self-defense.
Other people in this community have shot somebody 7 times, and it's been found to be okay. And my client did it 4 times in 3/4 of a second to protect his life.
Now, the governor here has also authorized approximately 500 National Guard troops to report to Kenosha ahead of a verdict in this case. Marnie.
Many businesses already boarding up. Kelly, thank you.